Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, where we speak about all things related to spirituality, soul level healing, intuitive guidance, frequencies, and much more. I'm Amy Sikarski, licensed vocational nurse, past life hypnotherapist, master intuitive energy healer, and a clairvoyant physical channel. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Spirit School Online, where we offer courses in energy therapy, free guided meditations, courses and information around learning to connect in with your spirit guides, and much more. You can find me at amysikarski.com and offerings at spiritschoolonline.com. Hi, welcome to this episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Today I'll be sharing with you a channeled conversation with the Council of Light. And they're going to be having a conversation with Karen Bell, my friend who was on the previous episode and brought through information from her spiritual team and star guide, Sarai. The Council of Light is here to share information with humanity, and they're here to support us in our transition through these energies with love, with wisdom, and they always support us with autonomy, with respect, and the brightest light. I hope you enjoy this conversation with the Council of Light.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are, so take your time.
Yes, we are here, and it is a very joyful opportunity for us to be here with you today. Greetings, friends. What a delight. Hello, Karen. It's so nice to be here once again in your presence. And, you know, we are here speaking through the body, but here we are also. Many, the Council of Light, your team and guides, and those team and guides and the support system of our listeners and viewers are having what we call a party or a family reunion. There is so much activity in the etheric realms, and we want to graciously give an honoring and a thank you to those who are here physically, so to Karen and Amy, but also to our viewers, you were say, or the listeners, because you are all making this opportunity appropriately applicable, and it's pertaining not only to you, but you are holding this space in a very appropriate way for mankind, for the planet, and the space and the time of dimensional realm and particular frequency of the now moment, you could say. We continue to express appropriateness, because appropriateness just means you are in alignment. You feel it within the body, as you mentioned, a clicking in, a tuning in, a resonation that it can allow for a space of expression, of truth, awareness, abundance, and also discrepancies to be spoken about. When you are moving through this reality, mankind will feel contrasting frequencies and vibrations. And the star-seeded light warrior realm beings that are in the body also can understand the pressing on the body is only to say there is something here, be aware. Is it where it is be appropriate for your frequency, or do you want to strengthen your frequency and ask it to step aside so you can stay on your path of current? We're talking about a path of energy. And so there is a lot of energy now on the planet of all different, we want to say, likenesses, meaning some will perceive from an outside perspective all to be one, all to be in unison, all to be adequate. But from a soul level, when they feel into it, they will say there is something lacking or needed, or there feels to be a mistrust or a judgment here. And we are reminding the humans to go back into heart space always, particularly through this year of your time, 2020 through 2028, because there will be much that the physical eyes are seeing or viewing and trying to understand and contemplate upon, but will feel a dissonant frequency or a lack of buoyancy within the system, a lack of abundance of light within the system. And they will say, I hear these words, I see a play playing out, but there is no life force. There's no truth of awareness of energy emanating from the soul. And so you are talking today much about star seeds and light workers, and we will say the mystics, the shamans, those who are very much in tune spiritually. Even we see the nuns and the monks of times past and of current that can understand the soul light and the soul signature. And it's very important for all to understand that you have an awareness here in your mind, in your mind's eye, and all the way down through the throat to heart and in your belly, dear ones. Feel so much. Feel through your answers. Feel through your questionings. Feel through the direction that life is, many say, taking you in. But we say, feel into your flow. Feel into your, like a light, flashlight shining forward. Feel into that light to understand you are here at a very precarious time, a tumultuous time, but there is beauty and grace and peace to be had within this expression of experience. So this is our opening message, we will say, and we are very delighted to take any questionings or dive further into these topics, as it were, to your heart and desire, dear one. So share with us what you would like us to speak about, or thoughts that are coming through for you.
Well, first of all, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to interact with you. And as you were speaking, actually, a question came up that Amy and I hadn't really thought of before, but this question came up in terms of false light beings. I know people ask me a lot about this notion of false light beings. I wonder if you could share from your perspective what a false light being is. And in terms of, let's say, spiritual teachers or leaders on the planet, are there any false light beings influencing those teachers or leaders at this time? Or not just spiritual leaders, but any leader or teacher? Could you speak on that?
Yes, there are. So let us define, and this can be a broad collective of beings that are being influenced. One term of a false light being, one definition, is one pretending to be something they are not. And on your planet, you have that saying, fake it till you make it. However, the soul understands when there is truth and energy pouring through. So you have healers whom are still healing, and all are still healing. But those who say and claim to be at a particular space of resonation, of enlightenment, when they are not, may be speaking or glamorizing or marketing a particular persona or packaging that is empty from behind. It is putting, they say, she is laughing, the lipstick on the pig. You cannot make something what it is not for those who are heart aware, energetically aware. And it is very interesting because you have your filters on social media, which are fun, and we see nothing wrong with them. We agree they are very, very fun. And sometimes the filters can show the physical eye what the soul is feeling. The colors, the sparkles, the light, but sometimes they can hide the truth behind. So it can be accenting to enhance the energy, but it also could be trying to put forth something that is false. It is not fully there. And that is where we get into buzzwords, and we get into gurus, you would say, or false light teachers who speak to a particular experience on the planet. However, they have not had their own experience with it. They have not witnessed it or channeled it in, but instead they have looked it up in a dictionary per se, or taken third, fourth, or fifth party accountants of it and understand that it is a marketable topic. And so this is why we say, when it comes to speaking from the heart and the soul level and actually supporting and meeting your audience or your community or your soul family, you will be called through experience and awareness of the heart. You do not have to look for outside sources of validation. That is what much of the false light teachings looks for, outside sources of validation, and then these sources of validation become distorted because they are seeing it from a different angle or lens and not feeling and living or understanding it from a soul awareness. That is one way. So a very easy way to say for the human to understand would be a teacher teaching a subject they have no experience with. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they are failing in hitting the mark because they are only regurgitating information.
Mm-hmm.
We are not to say, do not speak of it if you are a teacher, but be forthright and say, I have witnessed, I'm aware of, but I have not experienced. And the soul of the highest heart level, holding that frequency of abundance of love and gratitude and compassion and camaraderie, can say, I empathize with your experience to the best that I am available to, and I am here for you. Although I do not fully understand it, I am grateful for you to share with me so I can learn through your experience, is a very aspect of humility that is important. And we say that all are trying and striving. All are. All in these platforms and spaces are trying and striving and doing the best that they can. We question the goal in mind. Is it for fame and fortune, or is it to truly assist and to bless? And there can be a combination, but you will feel a dissonant about it. You will feel a difference about it. And so many who have been caught in or hooked into false light teachings are being guided from a place that does not feel aligned in the heart, throat, and tummy. They're not lit up inside. They can be influenced by the natural way of social media or programming or the narrative on the airwaves of the TV. So what is a very superficial and what is the programming here? They are being influenced by the same entities whom are behind the scenes, only these entities are now influencing the spiritual leaders on different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand and we will call it false light because it is masquerading as something that it is truly not. It cannot withstand, it cannot hold the quality of light that it is claiming to hold, nor can it hold the abundance of that frequency, the quantity of light emanating through. That light quotient is misaligned. And so many who are being trapped or tricked or influenced by false light, in a way, because the light is not rich and pure and providing sustenance, these beings are searching in a lower frequency. We are hearing the term bottom feeders, but they are also piranha. They are like eating the life force of others here. And so they start to cannibalize and attack in an energetic way those that they feel they are helping or supporting or their community. So those who are looking or feeling into an untruth to nourish their soul. Untruth meaning the information is not accurate or the light is not bright and full, they begin to become depleted and they have forgotten the light of who they are, and they are searching with outside of themselves for something to fix them, for something to make them whole again, for another to heal them, without understanding the light of who they are and their direct connection to God or source. And so the false light is ones who could say, we have the answer for you. You follow us. We will lead the way. But they cannot sustain, they cannot withstand or withhold the energy for a long period of time because those beings themselves are not truly connected into source or true high attainment of light, light language information coming through, but also emanating the fuel and the frequency for vibrational stamina. Does this make sense? We are using a lot of interest. It
makes so much sense to me, and there's so much. Yes, there's so. I'm like, where do I go from there? Because it was so rich, and there's so much to be said. Would you say, in terms of when you're talking about the Purana aspect, what came to my mind as you were saying so is that, let's say, a teacher who is, let's say, of a false light, and also being influenced by false light beings, maybe in other dimensions of reality. Would you say that Purana aspect, or that feeding off others, is maybe in a way seeking attention or seeking validation from being a teacher? Or is that the way that it manifests in a very 3D way, and then they feed on that energy? Does that make sense?
This makes a lot of sense. It slips into it. It doesn't start out this way. That's why we were sharing earlier that there are different perspectives and there are different intentions. But for one who is not fully healed and looks to fame and glory to fulfill a misgiving within their system, a lack within their system, they will find that is not the support. It cannot over time hold them, and they will fall, and those who are following them will fall. You will understand.
That makes sense.
Way.
Yes. Yeah.
So if they understand that they are truly connecting with source, they will be channeling that information in light and supporting others and working for the glory of God, we could say, not the glory of mankind. Mm-hmm. Their intention is to heal and harness energy, and they are sharing with others because it is a purity of heart, mind, spirit, soul, and their life mission.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
We get into a little of the discrepancies for some who feel this desire to do so, but they are not fully healed or at a level of health themselves energetically. And so the cracks come into that energy field when they are trying to channel the light or hold the light for the others. And within those cracks, they begin leaking. Well, they are opening and susceptible to hooks and streamers and cords of attachment from humans, also infiltration from the energy of the spiritual realm, because there are many bottom feeders of spirit.
Well, I was just going to add, that was my next question, because it's my understanding that in terms of when we're interacting with beings in other dimensions or other realms, it feels to me that we can only interact with beings that are within our bandwidth of our own personal resonance. So number one, would that be accurate? And then number two, how I see that playing out in terms of false light would be someone who is, let's say, positioning themselves as a leader or a teacher, but cannot yet hold that resonance in terms of extra dimensional interaction. That who they're really resonating with are beings of a lower frequency in other dimensions, because they can't really hold that higher frequency to maintain connection with beings in the higher realms. Would that be accurate? Does that make sense?
Yes, it is accurate. And especially the second portion that you shared is very much accurate. Do you recall the first portion? There was a little bit we wanted to talk about. Do you recall the first part of your question?
The first part would be... as starseeds or as light workers, yes, we have this ability to interact with other realms, but we can only do so within the bandwidth of where we've reached in our own personal resonance, in our own personal healing journey, or our own personal spiritual journey.
Yes. However, when you are working in group audiences or one-on-one with others who are open to a particular frequency and they are interacting with a different vibration, higher or lower, dissonant or resonant, you are now opening to the exchange in a way you could be susceptible. It depends on your boundaries and your gatekeeping work of your guides here. Mm-hmm. But it does provide an opportunity for you to interact. And within that interaction, if you have slipped in your own energetic space, you are having a low time of life, you have been traumatized by a lot of force from the outside that has weakened your aura. You mm-hmm. are stressed. You are fatigued. Mm-hmm. These other consciousnesses can easily now make a connection with you mentally or energetically mm-hmm. as far as tapping in. And you usually will feel something is off. And one thing is if they link in, some will say some link in as a parasite to feed off of one. True. However, They may say, oh, we see this one who has a lot of influence, who can speak to masses or even groups of strong lights. We're going to come in on their stream of consciousness and sneak in because they are lacking in awareness and wherewithal because they are exhausted. And so it doesn't always have to come in as a message, but those who are sensitive will feel something is off. And this is why it is important to always, as a channel and a light being who is in this realm working as holding space as a teacher, to have a strong support system of conscious, empathic, compassionate light warrior friends around to say, oh, we see you are in need. There is something trying to come in through this opportunity. There is no judgment. This is not to say anything about the particular channel. It is just that they need rest, recovery, and self-care, mm-hmm. or they will be wearing themselves down for an energy that is not at their level or their station to hold around. They will stay around in the energetic field. Now, they may not always come through with information or influence, but it still is off-putting for a sensitive individual to say something is around that feels not truthfully in alignment with that channel or this teacher or this being. And we all can look at that. All humans can look at that within your own awareness. And this is why they do say in the work that you are doing, self-care is very important. And if you feel you need to rest and take time to lift your light up, meaning brighter, not particularly in that different frequency, but brighten your light, it is very important to do so because it will protect you from confusion of the mind and others from confusion of, well, the human looks at it as self-worth, others mm-hmm. to say, are they good enough? And we mm-hmm. still, this is a silly way of it, but you understand you are a human working with the public.
Yes.
So lots of compassion shall be in this topic and a lot of spiritual discernment shall be in this topic mm-hmm. for those who are in the channeling space and also those are supporting or receiving the information from one who is a teacher or a guru or a mentor or you understand.
Yes, definitely. So with that in mind, then, for all starseeds listening, all light workers listening, if they were to find themselves feeling that discomfort that you speak of where something feels off and they're not exactly sure what it is, but it could be that they have a lower frequency influence or it could be many things. But what would be the best, what would be your advice on next steps of how to proceed when you have that awareness that something feels off? Would it be to step back a bit and move into self-care, or what would be your recommendation?
Yes, it is a very gentle balance of it, because if you can rectify the situation in a short period of time, you do not need to really step back so much. But we are saying honor your body physically and energetically. If you are tired and exhausted, you need to then sleep and recharge physically. It is a whole system, a whole unit here, quantum in nature. And so the physical body can support the spiritual sense of well-being and vice versa. So understanding your levels, if you look at yourself like a battery and how charged up are you, this is so that you can navigate life. This is so that you can have your spiritual wherewithal and feel that you are in a space to support others, even mentally, through conversation, because this is not that you are expanding and expressing and depleting your energy as a channel. When you are channeling, the information is coming through or the energy is coming through. However, the body still needs to be able to support the system itself and the opportunity and experience and then the after effects of those who want to talk more about it and have more interaction. So they do not. We not say always stop or step back. It is a spiritual awareness of hygiene, or you look at it from a responsibility and autonomy of understanding your limits and your boundaries.
Mm.
And if as a channel or light being, a healer, you are feeling out of sorts, there are many things that can be happening. One, are you oversaturated? Have you absorbed too much? And then you will want to go into a space to release all the energy that you have absorbed of others, or heavier frequencies of emotions and thoughts, so you can then have more pure light running through and recharging your battery, calibrating in a fine way. Or if you have just expensed all of it because you've been pushing too much, and you say, we understand, we've talked about the energies of the time coming through, and that is more of a feminine receptive type of energy to receive assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Because outside of the human body, the soul, star being, light working, whomever, angelic beings, has a grand plan and understands all they want to accomplish and all that they want to do. And the more that mankind and the light beings are connecting with their soul energy, they are forgetting that the body is also here and may need a little bit of time and rest to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Souls do not understand time, but the human body does need sleep. And projects or wanting to connect with community needs to be paced in such a way. So there is an aspect where we want to encourage all light working beings who feel the enormity, the magnitude of their life mission, to understand it does not have to be done with so much doing.
That's such a good point. Yes, because it's more of an, what Sarai often says, and maybe this is also Sarai coming through in a sense, but that it's more about the emanation of the energy rather than the actions and the accomplishments. And yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So good.
Okay. Yes. Yes, indeed. How many tasks can you do with more energy shared?
Yes.
You see, less tasks, yes, more energy shared supports, yes, all, and spirit will help bring opportunities to you, and the actual emanation of your light is attracting those who would benefit.
That's brilliant. So let me just ask one final question then, because I feel like what you were just talking about when you were talking about the physiology or the physical body can maybe speak to this. I know that, let me just speak from personal experience. I know that when I'm channeling, every day is different, but there are certainly days where after I've had a channeling session, my physical body feels very depleted. And I know other light workers, healers who have that experience. I've also heard opposing opinions to that, where people say, no, you should feel charged up and you shouldn't feel depleted. I wonder if you could speak to that in terms of how the physical body processes the channeling or the healing experiences. And does the body have additional needs when we're doing this kind of energetic work that are above and beyond what we would need if we weren't doing the work? Can you speak to that?
Yes, there is much to share. It will be different for each channel. In each channeling session, what can support you are your minerals, your vitamins and minerals, electrolytes for the energy of the physical body. So you may feel tired or fatigued afterwards if you have expanded your aura and you are expensing more light. The quotient of light expanding from you is focused outside of the body, so the body was lacking during that hour or two to receive. So you go and take a little nap, short nap, 20 minutes, 90 minutes, whatever it may be, so the physical body can then charge back up physically. That is a reason for sometimes the body feeling tired. It is not that you gave your light or energy away, but you were holding space and you expanded your field to thus a degree that the focus of your energy was outside of the body. And then afterwards, you are recharging and bringing energy back into the body. That is one way of it. The other is the calibration. If you are channeling in a lot of energy or a different frequency, your body is not used to it. So then the cells, the tissue, the physical body will say, whoa, this was like working a muscle. I was exercising. I ran a marathon. And you are training to hold more. So you just need to relax and let yourself, I held so much. I let so much come through. Relaxing, you see. So these are increased experiences where more energy is coming through the channel for whatever reason. Now, when that is not the case and the channel is easy because you can channel 1,000% and you only need to bring through 500 or 100, easy. And then you feel supported and have a lot of life force energy afterwards because you didn't either expand out so far or your body wasn't cellularly adjusting to the energetic frequency that came in. So every time is different. And some have said, because you did not ground or maybe too much energy at the crown. Might not always be the case, but we will say if you as a channel or a healer or a therapist can just bring the energy down through the body afterwards, up, let your feet bring in the earth energy afterwards, put some light in the aura and look at the aura. If it's expanded far out, bring it in closer to nourish the body. Not too close because that can cause problems, but just bring it back to a good space while you are recharging. That will help the process. Does this make a sense?
Yes, that makes so much sense. And it's validation because I felt like what you were saying in terms of that energetic calibration, I kept receiving that intuition that that's what it was. And that exact thing that it was almost like exercise where let's say you're lifting heavier weights than usual. Well, you would be tired after that and then your body's going to acclimate. So it feels to me that as, and again, just speaking from personal experience, that as I'm going through this process that hopefully it will become easier as time goes on because that acclimation of frequency will be less of an impact on my physiology. That makes sense. So thank you. Yes, thank you for that.
Welcome.
So maybe I'll just ask for if you have one last message for light workers or starseeds at this time, is there anything that you would like to share?
Yes, some of it's maybe a repeat, but we do want to share. You are all doing a very fine job. Do you hear our words job? As in doing. We are encouraging you to be being, receiving, observing. On a little bit more, you could understand working in the ethers rather than having to put the pen to the paper or typing or turn on the camera. We are encouraging a quality of information, and what you put out will support you, quality over quantity. We are encouraging you to resume self-care and reflection. So we are here in the year of 2024 when we are looking linearly. 2026 to 2028 is going to be an overlapping. You will have waves. We understand the term waves. You will have some who are preparing now for that 2-year period of time because the energy on Earth will be intense. And so some are preparing for it now with rest, recovery, self-integration, and awareness so they can have the stamina and fortitude to hold the space in those 2 years of time. Some are taking the forefront lead right now because they will be resting 2026, 2028. Okay, so all these numbers, we are hopping through time visions here. The thing we would like to share is that you are not here to do it all alone. And even within your communities, you will find pockets or groupings that you have maybe potentially met in physicality, but they are also working more, whom you have not met in physicality, are working as communities and groupings in the energy realms. So while others are at the forefront, showing up, sharing more vocally, visually, so the others can rest, know that it is a season and a cycle. So right now, our partner is figuring it out. She's saying, I could be more forefront, but my body is saying, rest a bit more. And so we want you all to listen to the energy, because if you don't have the stamina to be pushing, that is the clue. You should not be pushing. You should be filled with light and inspiration. And when it comes through, if it is long term, meaning weeks, months, year, perfecto. However, if you are saying, I need to rest and I can bring through this information and energy one day a week, that is also fine. One day a month, bravo. You are understanding that you are perfecting the art of your spiritual self-care. And we are going to stress that for all. It is an honoring. We understand mankind, the masculine way of it, the way that humans over time, recent time, have been able to validate themselves is not how the soul validates the work and the light mission. So we understand Sarai spoke something to this previously today, and we are confirming.
Beautiful.
Yes, indeed. So we want to thank you so much for the opportunity to hold the space to let us speak it to you and all who are drawn to the message. If you are here drawn to the message, there is a message for you for today and the near future. And also maybe some aha moments and clarity of what you've already experienced and expressed, dear ones. We are the Council of Light. We are now going to prepare to leave the physical body, and with gratitude, gracious thanks, and humility, we are so grateful. We are bowing down with gratitude. We honored you, and we are going to share. We will see you again very, very soon. We will leave the body now. She will be back momentarily. And have a beautiful day, dear ones.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for joining today for the conversation with the Council of Light. It was such a joy to bring them through. I look forward to sharing more information with you on upcoming episodes of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast, and to potentially meet you in person at one of my upcoming Night with Spirit events in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, or Clearwater, Florida. To book your private session with the Council of Light, visit thecouncilofliglight.online. If you're interested in a mentoring session, a class, or to work privately in your own personal healing and reading session, you can visit me at amysikarski.com. I'll also be live on Instagram March 17th, channeling in a message from the Council of Light with the Oracle team. Our topic will be on the future. And I'm very interested to hear your questions. I invite you to join me on Instagram at Amy Sikarski and the Council of Light. Links are below. We'll see you soon.